Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is your coach, David Creel, with my friend, Bradley. Bradley's a pharmacist. He's a member of Dan Miller's community with me, 48 Days Eagles, and he's an aspiring coach. So thanks for joining me today, Bradley. How are you?
Well, thanks, David. I'm very well this morning. How are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Good.
So if it's all right with you, I'd like to jump right into it. So what would make this an extraordinary conversation today?
For me, if I could just get some clarity around an issue that I'm thinking about, work on in my life at this moment.
Okay, what's the issue?
Can I just give you some background? Okay, I've been a pharmacist for just on 22 years now. And personal growth has always been, big for me. I've reached a stage where, I realize working in the pharmacy is not really, speaking to my potential, my calling, and I want to really transition into something where I'm really, using my inner gifts and my potential. I've been involved on and off in coaching since 2014, but more for personal growth development. I've been certified as a John Maxwell team coach as well. I'm IPEC certified, and I've just recently joined the Dan Miller community. Going forward, I really want to start working on coaching business, and eventually transition into this present moment. I'm working on a few things, and the biggest barrier or perceived barrier I have is the time and availability to really move forward in the coaching business.
What have you done up to this point to grow your coaching business?
Well, basically, in terms of the business, I basically set up a website. I've had my domain name and my LLC set up, but nothing exactly in terms of really growing the business, because this is all just in the last 5 to 6 months that I've done that. So I'm very still in the formative stages, basically.
What would you like to see your coaching business look like?
That's exactly where I'm needing clarity. And what I really need at the moment, working, in pharmacy, the problem that I have is the schedule is very flexible. So one thing that really concerns me is that I cannot commit to say a program with somebody to say, we will meet every Tuesday, say at 6 o'clock for the next 6 weeks or so. My schedule flips so much. And to me, that is I'm trying to work on how do I get around that issue. I don't want to commit to a client and then, I cannot show up for a week or two and it doesn't look very professional.
What could you do where you currently are now that would move the ball forward on your coaching business?
I think what I could do, one of the things I could do is in terms of maybe creating a coaching presence, in terms of, for example, I have the website and blogging capabilities. So I could maybe start by blogging and try to build a community as such where, it's not time related. I don't have to be at a certain place at a certain time, but I have a weekly blog and just have an online community where we can start commenting and building relationships. Possibly that is one thing I could.
And what would you talk about on the blog?
Well, the areas that I'm really passionate about is personal productivity and personal leadership. In the domains of health and wellness, personal finance, and just time, energy management. Those are the areas that coaching has helped me in personally a lot. So I like to focus in those areas. But
okay, and when would you make produce the blog article? When would it come out?
I mean, like in terms of the day of the week, or just the first initial blog article?
When, like, yeah, is it going to be published on Monday morning? Is it going to be Friday afternoon? Is it going to be Sunday morning? When's it going
to
come out?
Oh, okay. That I haven't really given much thought to, you know.
When's the first one coming out?
I do not have a date yet. That's what I need to really go on to. I think that's what I can make a commitment to doing on that.
Would you like to make a commitment right now?
Let me see. Today is Thursday. So I could commit to say 2 weeks, and I could commit to Thursdays, 2 weeks from today and every Thursday going forward.
Okay. So that looks like, according to my calendar, you're committing to having your first blog post article written on or before Thursday, February 10th, 2022, and it will publish on February 10th, 2022.
Yes, I could commit to that. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So part of the problem is we get overwhelmed with the big picture, and we neglect the small steps along the way that we can take with what we have to get to the big picture. For example, have you ever heard of the Navy SEALs?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they have a thing called Hell Week, which by definition is not the most pleasant thing that's ever been on the face of the planet. The people that get through Hell Week on Monday morning don't think about graduation on Friday. They only try to make it to breakfast. And then once breakfast is done, they only try to make it to lunch. And then once lunch is done, they only try to make it to dinner because they know they got to be fed 3 times a day. But if they think Friday on Monday, they're not going to make it because it's too much. It's too much to take in. But if you can take bite-sized actions, you know, because after they get done with dinner, they're thinking, I just got to make it to breakfast. You know, so I think a blog article, a blog starting would be a great start, because that would get the ball rolling forward. So have you ever read the book, The Prosperous Coach?
Yes, I've just last year.
Okay, I was going to say, if you have not read that, that's must read material.
I need to reread it, yeah.
So is there anything else that you could do now with what you have, where you are, that's a small, tiny step to get the ball rolling?
I think I could possibly look for like a first non-paying client, just to maybe a friend or family, just to get this thing going, you know, to have the experience of just working with someone and talking with someone, you know, just to test out the methodologies and test out my systems. I wouldn't have the pressure of knowing, you know, this is a paying client and I need to show up on certain days and certain things. About that, I think that's.
The hardest sell is the first one, because you lack belief. Once you get the first sale, even if somebody pays you a dollar, you know it's possible. So Let me ask you this. Why have you not taken these small steps in the past up until this point where you just committed about 2 minutes ago to make your first blog post? Why have you not taken these steps already?
I think you just summed it up in the example of the Navy SEALs. I realize that is the biggest problem. I think I've been too much in my head and focusing on the big picture. I think waiting for perfection, you know, I've got to have all systems in place, schedule in place. I think now I'm having that insight that that is a thing. I've been too focused on the end product rather than doing what I can do right now.
Okay. So we're at the point now, we're about to wrap up. We're done. Okay. So when you watch this replay, this is where the moment happened. Okay. When I asked you the last question, you sat back and you went like this. And you looked up, you were in your head thinking,
yeah,
we're done. We don't need to do anymore. You know what you need to do. Think about the next smallest possible step you can take to get the ball going this direction.
Really, I really appreciate that. That is powerful, because just committing to February the 10th, you know, it basically gives me focus for the next 14 days, you know. I don't have to think about scheduling and how the website's going to look. I know I can just zoom in on that blog for the next 14 days and produce this article.
Awesome. Thanks for playing, Bradley. It's been fun.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks, David.